Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Hello, Christine Marie. You're like loud today.
Am I loud today?
That's okay.
And boisterous?
Yes, you are. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
I mean, that's kind of good, right?
And welcome to Life with the Girlfriends.
And what are we about? We are all about life. We're Christine Marie and Julie. We're mother and daughter. We're law of attraction coaches. We're also, you've got your master's degree in psychotherapy. You're a psychotherapist.
I'm certifiable. You're getting your master's. You're almost there, girlfriend.
Almost there in instructional design. Why? Because we love to teach. We love to help. We love to create. And that's what we hope to do here. And our Sunday night shows are a little bit different because sometimes we
talk
about...
Somebody said wacky.
And I would agree because what they're about...
Wacky to backy.
I don't know about that.
Remember those days?
Yeah, I remember them. I remember them so well.
Dad, why? Why do you have to do the wacky to backy?
Exactly. Why? I do remember those days. I had none of those days. Someone, I won't say who, you know, scared the crap out of me about every drug.
That's right, damn it.
Except sugar. Why didn't you give me that one? That would have been much more beneficial.
Wouldn't that be true?
It would have been, yes.
Instead of scaring the hell out of you about that kind of sugar, what else? Fat. What about
healthy
ice cream?
Fats have been okay. Yeah. But like, you know, sugar, instead it's like, you know, marijuana is the devil's drug. Now I'm like, I'd like to try some. I got some aches and pains, and if it could take care of me, then I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm. Move to Colorado.
Yeah. So we talk about this on our show, though, that we're like, well, wait a minute, what's our Sunday show about? Because, yes, we're coaches, and you can go to our website, Christine
Marie and
Julie.
Where we're very educational.
Yes. And
but Sundays, we're just wacky.
Wacky. And we want to be wacky because it's one of the best times of our week because we can just be goofy. Mm-hmm. And we try to pull out the nuggets of life and how can we learn from them. And like Mom always says, you know, life is short. Well, Mom always repeats what I say. Life is short.
Be happy.
Be happy. Life is short and be happy. I was listening to Adam Carolla this week sometime, and I think it was an older podcast, and he was talking about all these phrases that he just hates hearing, like they're mm-hmm. so overly used or whatever.
Like literally?
Yeah, literally as one. But I was thinking of this phrase, and my brother was asking me to do something for him. He goes, oh, can you see this video? He creates these videos online on YouTube for kids to watch.
What's his channel? Punk Cat Films.
Yeah. Punk Cat Films.
Yeah.
And he's getting great at them. He's loving it.
He's great.
You know, and I see the stuff that are like kicking it out of the ballpark, and I'm like, well, mm-hmm. Greg, your stuff is just as good, if not better.
Yeah.
And I'm not biased. Maybe I am a little bit, but I don't care. If I can't be biased, who can? But he goes, can you watch this one video? It's 8 minutes long. Give me your opinion. He goes, I know you may say it's 8 minutes you can't get back.
Oh, right.
And,
yeah.
And I thought to myself.
Is that what Adam Carolla said, too, about that line?
I think he says, like, I'm tired of that.
Yeah, I am, too. It makes no sense to me.
Well, it makes no sense to me either, because one thing we believe in is meditation, hypnosis, visualizations. Doing those things, being mindful, makes anything in life better, right? And so if you believe that everything in your life is a teaching experience for yourself mm-hmm. or a chance to choose to be happy regardless of situations, then I don't ever think of myself, oh, I'm spending 8 minutes here when I could be spending it doing something else.
Celebrating myself.
I can celebrate myself and watch your video, Gregory. I'm telling you right now. Yeah, I can do two things at once. Or I can practice mindfulness, or I can practice my breathing activities mm-hmm. while I'm watching it. Or I can just give you 8 minutes of my time because guess what? You're worth it to me.
You're worth it.
You're worth it to me.
Yeah.
And so it's so funny because maybe I'm wrong, and I will admit that maybe I need to have some expansion on this because mm-hmm. I do know that time is the great equalizer. We all have the same amount, mm-hmm. and I know that you have to be protective of your time in some sense, mm-hmm. but truly, I am the kind of person that chooses that no matter what goes on, I can be pleasant mm-hmm. and be and be happy or learn something, or this is just what's meant to be happening right now.
I know.
I don't judge my situation as good or bad.
I'm trying to think in my life, like, I can remember years, like maybe more than just years ago, but like going to the driver's license facility.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like an all-day thing. It right. just was a, and so like maybe that I would say, damn, that's
a morning I'll never get
I'll
back.
I'll never get back out of my life. But my brain's just not wired that way to start to think in those terms.
And, right. We were listening.
And I don't know, maybe if you made $1 million an hour, I don't really know, you know, but.
Well, I know that you're supposed to start thinking about your life in those terms. You know, you
in,
can
in terms
be.
Of money, or?
And you could and say, "Well, I if I'm working, I make this much per hour. So if I'm not working, then I'm paying myself that to do a different activity.
Yeah.
And would I pay myself that? And I get that that's a concept, and it can be a concept when. A good concept when you really are out of balance with your life.
Right.
And you really do need to have a kick in the butt with a certain area of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are times in our life when, you know, we got to focus on getting this business off the ground. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take more time. And guess what? It ain't going to be easy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're going to be up till midnight painting, you know, or doing tech or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, you might go, well, this didn't really, but did you at least enjoy or appreciate what you did?
Right.
You know, what would you learn?
Or you were in the flow of it.
I mean, there's really nothing in my life that I can say I hate this. You know, I don't ever want to spend another moment doing this. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful enough, I guess, to know that that's not my life, you know, and even the times when, you know, dealing with health crisis, you know, with dad and things like that. If I really was conscious and aware and honest with you, those have been times I've appreciated as well, because at those moments, you are myopic.
Yes.
Nothing else matters.
Right.
And you get through it, and then the other side is great and better. But those times, it's like those are the moments when you can say, I am completely mindful. And all the chatter leaves your brain.
Right.
And you can have just be. And so
There
are just very few things in my life I could say that it's a waste of time overall. And yet I go, I do watch a little too much Law and Order. I do. I know I do.
But was it really wasted though, Julie?
No.
I mean, you quote those Law and Orders to me all week long.
Shut up. I mean, I will tell you that I guess, you know, it's interesting.
I guess when you do see it too much, when the same actor is in the same week is a judge and a perp.
Yeah.
That's
the same week.
That's
or the same day. I think that's what
that's
I felt
too
today.
Much Law and Order.
I thought, remember, you know, that show Raising Hope?
Yeah.
It was, okay, cute show.
Yeah.
Well, the dad in it, he was, I think, in one of the Law and Orders I've seen this week, and Douglas always goes, oh, you want to watch Law and Order? And I'm like, and it's not like we don't do something else in between. Like maybe what we're doing, sometimes we do yoga with Law and Order. I'm going to call it Law and Yoga or Yoga and Order. You know, but I guess it's just called stretching then if you're just doing something else well. But, you know, he was a senator's assistant in one and had to take one for the team and went to prison for 15 years.
What?
And then another one, he was like, they had dyed his hair black, gave him an earring, and he was a secondary character, like, and the cops had talked to him about a murder, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, this is, you know, thank God for Law and Order and putting all these
New York actors
to work.
I feel the same way about all the Dick Wolf's Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago Justice. Just as they were, you know, they did all the New York actors, our Chicago actors are getting work now, thank God.
Right. You had said to Dad for New Year's Day, you said, I'm going to give you a funnel illusion.
Funsolution.
That's
what I call it, a fun solution.
Fun solution.
Yeah.
Meaning instead of a New Year's resolution.
That's harmful or hurtful.
Or just he'll never get done.
Yeah, suffering.
I will look at this and give him the fun to do. And you wanted him to be an extra on a movie set.
Yes.
And you thought.
On Chicago
Fire. One of them. Yeah. Chicago Med, Chicago
E. I think Chicago Med because of his knee.
Yes.
They could show his knee.
Which is pretty wild looking.
Yes. And then go, oh, get this man into the gurney. Stretcher. What do they call it?
Something.
What do they call it? Bus. It's a bus on Law and Order.
Is it a bus? Okay.
Yeah.
Something happened. We got to take care of this now, man. This is horrible. You know.
Speaking of bus, though, did you see the video of the bus crash? Like I think it was a train crashed into a bus. Mm-hmm. Was that right? Did you see it at all?
Yeah, I saw a little bits and pieces of it. I'm not sure how, but supposedly
it said something like the bus hit the bottom of the track. I can't remember. It was crossing the track and it bottomed out. That was the word they
bottom
used.
Bottom out, okay.
And so it got stuck.
Okay.
And so this was a bus full of old people.
Okay.
And there's a train coming.
Right.
And so the bus guy goes, everybody's trying, you know, try and get out now. And, you know, it didn't happen fast. But but everybody made it but four people.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Sorry, I mean, so terribly sad.
And speaking of trains, do you remember the one video of the old lady? She's got a walker.
Yeah.
And she's walking across the tracks and a train's coming.
Yeah.
And she experiences like paralysis when she realizes the train's coming, and she just stops. And two guys get out of their car, not in the same car.
Right.
Different guys, different cars.
Yeah.
And run to help her.
Right.
And literally just scooch her off the tracks, and then the train goes by.
Yeah, that's a little freaky.
That was freaky.
Yeah.
That was freaky.
They seemed to be very gentle with her, too, and I would have been a little less like, I'm going to pull you off this train if I have to. We'll deal with the consequences later.
That's right.
I did see that one, and it was very interesting to me because what I did notice was, you know, I don't know how it happened, but a guy goes, oh, my God, that was ran over by a train. I better run and save her.
Yes.
And then the person in the same car goes, well, let me film this.
I guess I should film this.
Just in case it goes viral. I don't know.
How do people think about that?
And what I don't understand is, this is where I become different, I guess. Because does my whole life need to be set up as someone to judge it in a weird
evidently,
way?
Evidently, yes.
Evidently. So, I have spent my life trying not to be judged. Like
I spent my whole life trying not to be on YouTube
or TV. That was a thing. If you,
I don't
you
want
don't
anybody
be,
to see me.
Yeah, exactly. And there was this, and you watch HLN in the morning. It's like CNN, but
it's CNN Lite.
Yes.
It's like all the things that are trending, and you'll see cute videos like you know, for the last 2 weeks, was April the giraffe was on Baby Watch,
right?
You know, and then this week we had a lot of pregnant women with giraffe heads on,
yes,
and doing Baby Watch, which was hysterical.
Like, yeah, it's hysterical, and we just don't know. We like, what's going on?
Everybody's got to be on the YouTube, girl.
On
the YouTube.
And what's the point? What really is the point of it all?
It's about money.
And yet I know that with these people. I mean, like, I think
it's evergreen money.
Yeah, I think, like, if you get a million views, you make
a dollar?
$1,000.
Oh, you do?
Maybe. And I may be off on that.
I bet you are.
Maybe a million views is, like, $100.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's 100. I think it's like, I don't really know. And I guess it depends upon the ads. But it's not like it's a huge correlation, but it is evergreen. You might spend one of the viral videos that went, it was Lego people, and they did a stop go animation kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it was the last 20 seconds of a basketball game. And you know how
you showed me that. That was pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
It was.
But it was 40 hours of work this guy did to do
this.
But it went viral. Uh-huh. Like 40 hours.
But it wasn't as good as Greg's 8 minutes.
No.
Punk Cat Films.
Yes. Well, and there's a couple of them that he did like a story, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, this took really creativity. And mm-hmm. I like this. And so it was interesting. And I remember you said after watching Gregory's video and watching videos that were millions upon millions of hits, or 100,000 hits, and I'm
what did I say?
He said, "I'm all effed up right now. I'm effed up. I don't get it. The world seems crazy to me. I don't understand it. I think I'm going to go under my covers with the pull them up high in the fetal position and just pray it to be over soon.
I think I just said I'm moving to Washington State.
Yes. Well, I found a new place I wouldn't mind living. Mm-hmm. It's in Honduras. It's an island.
Don't tell anybody.
Oh, never mind. Taking it back.
Excuse me. It's not in Honduras. It's in Guatemala.
Yeah. But what I liked about it is that you can literally get ocean view property pretty reasonable.
No, not ocean view.
Ocean.
Front.
Front. I mean, there are some tricky situations about this, such as global warming. And if the ocean rises a foot or two.
Or that the island's only 5 miles wide.
Yeah, that's a problem because we like to go for rides. But if you take your ride in your golf cart, which is what most people do, ride.
Or something smaller than a car.
Yeah, then
it takes longer.
It takes longer. Yeah. I watched something 2 nights ago that really messed me up. I watched Vice. Do you know what Vice is? Mm-hmm. It's on HBO. And they do...
Oh, I thought you meant Vice the channel.
No, I have watched Vice the channel. This is just Vice the show.
No.
I don't know if they're correlated or not.
I haven't seen that, no. I've seen Vice the channel, but...
What was very interesting about Vice this week is that they were talking about global warming and talking about one of the biggest problems we're going to have with global warming is that we have permafrost. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And so we have like millions and millions and millions of acres, right? With a permafrost where it's just solid ice underneath the land, right? Mm-hmm. And what's happening is that it's thawing, the water seeps out, and then the land
sinks.
Collapses.
Oh.
And it collapsed sometimes 20, 30, 100 feet.
Is that why they have sinkholes?
Not in this area, but and they were in Russia because Russia, I think they said 75% of Russia has like this layer of permafrost.
Because it's so cold.
Right. And this is going to, and what happens is that when the permafrost melts, even like in like lakes, when you know whatever this, it really releases greenhouse effect, greenhouse gases, and so much so that if this goes the way it is projected to going, by this happening, the temperature of the Earth could rise 5-10 degrees.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, it's like this catastrophic thing.
Wow.
And what's going on in Russia is that there are this one group of people or whatever, they're trying to bring back like ice age vegetation and ice age animals. Like if you had
woolly mammoth?
Yes, woolly mammoth for one thing, but he's bringing back herds upon herds, and he's trying to wipe out the forests because what forests do is that the ground is actually not as cold than it as grasslands. Mm-hmm. If it's grasslands, the ground is much colder, and that's what we need to do. And the only way to ensure this is to actually bring back more animals to take care of this.
What do the animals do?
Well, they keep the forests at bay. Uh-huh. Do they
emit gas?
Well, yes, but that's not the reason why they're there.
Like methane.
That would be horrible. That's not what they're... That's actually counterintuitive.
All right.
So think of it this way. These animals, elk, even wild horses he had, just amazing amount of different animals, are all on this buffalo, bison, you know, are keeping the forest at bay. Forests are typically darker in color, so they absorb the sun, where grass reflects the sun, and so it's like very, very interesting. They just have all this evidence that says grassland compared to forest, grassland keeps the planet cooler, and it was very interesting. It goes, but they show us one of these holes that fell because of the permafrost melting, and it must have been, I don't know, like a half a mile by a half a mile wide,
my gosh,
easily, and it just fell.
There anything, you know, like homes or anything in them?
No, not in this area, because it's really just you know, in some ways, like, it's like Canada because it's cold and you don't have the population growing. Like in Canada, all the population is basically on our borders and on the coastline for the most part, you know.
But can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Can they bring back the woolly mammoth?
Well, they're trying to. They have, they found a woolly mammoth body, you know, an actual body that died in a frozen lake in some sense. Died in water, froze, stayed frozen for 25,000 years, something like that. And so they're trying to find the right DNA, the most...
And sort of clone it? Or
yes, clone it, for sure. Mm-hmm. And they think they can easily clone at least 100 of these from this one animal.
Now, I believe this. I believe this can happen.
Oh, I do too. And wouldn't that be lovely?
Yes.
I mean...
I would love to see woolly mammoths next to our bison.
Yes. And then, and what you realize is that we need a variety of ecosystems on this planet to survive. I mean, for us to be healthy. And could we continue to survive if the planet rose? I mean, it got warmer, 5 degrees. I'm sure, but it would look completely different.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And we'd have still mass migration of people. I mean, there are places on this planet which really would not survive a 5 degree increase in temperature. I mean, the waters would rise. Maybe it would be too hot. Maybe it would turn to desert. They wouldn't be able to grow their crop. I mean, so we'd have to be prepared to take in everybody.
It is interesting because, I mean, literally, we did not, I don't consider that we had a real winter this year.
No. I'm grateful. I'm sorry.
I mean, we're grateful.
Yeah.
I mean, but there is, we no longer talk about global warming. We just call it climate change, right? I mean, that really, to me, showed us that the climate has changed.
Right. It was really the warmest January, warmest February we've ever had
ever
on record.
I believe that.
That we've been keeping record and keeping track of.
Right. I believe it.
You know, December was a pretty crappy December for us.
It was?
Yeah, overall. But,
It
was colder than usual, and we had snow, but gratefully for us, it happened on the weekends. It snowed every weekend.
Yeah, that's why I have no real recollection of it.
It was interesting. I think it was on Vice as well. They were talking about the immigration problem from all the refugees in France, and they were walking down the streets of Paris, and you would just see tons of tents just up.
Really?
Yes.
Paris?
Yeah.
Tent
they said
city?
Paris. Yes. And this is where immigrants are living.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought, okay, well, maybe we need to really seriously address this problem because these are human beings. And it's not just France's problem. It's like a global problem that this from these conflicts, we have mass immigration that we can deal with. And I think if we got together, we can become more creative with it. Like, why couldn't we start a new country? You know, and literally start, in a right way, in some sense, build homes with solar power. I mean, what if
or give your tents with solar power
or your yurts?
Yeah,
because I think yurts are awesome. Yeah. You know, I think they're on.
You love yurts.
I do too. I think the circular model for a house gives you the most idea for space and room. And if like, okay, like let's say, you're in an area with hurricane force winds or whatever. Hurricanes can come. Typically with hurricanes, you get like a 2 or 3 day warning, right? I mean, you could literally maybe break down your yurt, you know, and like put it underground or something like that. You have a yurt container and it goes underground and then you fly someplace and then you come back. Like, oh, damn it, but at least your yurt's not damaged. And then you reassemble your yurt. I mean, to me, it just...
No problem.
But not like it happens every year, but it may happen every year. It may. I don't know.
So yurts are the solution.
I'm not saying that I'm wise about my years about this. I'm just saying I have some ideas. And in a brainstorming session, I may be able to throw out a couple of choices.
Yeah, absolutely.
That may spark... ingenious from somebody, some genius.
Yes, maybe remember, knowledge is past, imagination is future.
Exactly. Thank you, Einstein.
Thank you, Einstein, and thank you, Julie, because your yurt is imagining some cool future for
us. Well, yeah, exactly.
When we go to Guatemala,
yes,
we just can take a yurt.
A yurt.
And they do the taxes on a $200,000 home in Guatemala. $120 a year.
Hey!
All of your utilities, including including internet.
Yeah.
About $20 a month.
Oh, yay.
Yep. Yep.
I'm there for that. That makes me happy.
Hungry? Go fish.
Fish?
Go fish, girlfriend.
Okay. Well, it is interesting because I know that the climate's changing, and I know, and so does the world always change. And there are times when, you know, things do go crazy. You know, I mean, I was watching this one show about the Philippines and some of the people that lived on these islands in the Philippines and how they're really struggling. Where they used to catch fish all the time just to feed their families, the fish are not there anymore.
Where are they?
I don't know.
Is there a dead area?
I don't know. Is there? I don't really know.
Did they overfish?
I mean, it could be. Mm-hmm. But this one man was talking about, all I really desire is that my kids can eat 3 times a day.
Oh,
and you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm so lucky to live mm-hmm. where I live. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just so where I have to worry about my retirement and, you know, possibly long-term care insurance. You know, do I get that or do I just say I'm, you know.
Yeah, just like, yeah.
You know, yeah. I may go out in a very sweet tonic. I don't know.
What was that word you said?
Tonic.
A tonic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But if I had a choice, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I take that
choice, moist.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just been very interesting seeing this stuff, and mm-hmm. and also I'm amazed at the ingenuity of it all, and I remember listening to this TED Talk talking about the future and saying,
yeah,
it's not going to be better than what you think now. That's not what usually happens. You'll be like, oh my God, I didn't think that was possible. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching one time a TED Talk, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Maybe it was even earlier than that. And probably earlier than that. And I saw this guy and he was demonstrating his touchscreen for his computer. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh my God, this is amazing. But that immediately sparked mm-hmm. cell phone use,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you touch your cell phone screen, right?
Right.
I mean, so this guy who came to, you know, showed, it was like, it was eye opening to everybody. Mm-hmm. And that technology.
Just that
flourished into yes. other things.
Yeah.
So I know it just takes one leap
yes.
to create a new. Yes. A new platform, even.
Yes.
And so forth.
Let's hope that that's what happens with climate change.
Yeah. And
there's something that we just haven't thought about. Or
yeah.
Some young millennial who I don't yeah. even understand has got the solution.
Who doesn't know cursive.
Right. Doesn't know, cannot write.
Right. Cursive.
Right. Cursive.
And so
which was a actual, when I was growing up.
A class.
It was a class.
Yes. It was
you
a class.
Got an A. Or you were not cool.
We learned this week that kids in school are not forced to learn cursive. It's not part of their...
It's not part of their curriculum.
Curriculum, which is very interesting.
And you did not believe it. And I said, call our friend, the principal.
Yes.
And you did.
And he said, no, teachers no. still try to inject it into their... You know, into the curriculum somehow, but it is not mandatory.
It's not mandatory. And he said that they try to get every kid to at least... Be
learn
able to
sign, their,
sign
name.
Their name so when they get a mortgage or...
Well, and what's weird is that when I take notes, cursive is so much easier than printing your notes.
Yeah.
And I guess kids just write notes on their computer, I guess, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
And, I can't figure the kids out.
Well,
who are they?
I don't know.
What do they do?
I don't know. But what's really fascinating, I don't know. Is that I don't know. I can't believe it. But what I think more than anything, they can't read cursive. Yeah, if you don't know how to write, you know, mm-hmm. and to me it kind of occurred.
And you know what I thought about yeah. when you told me that? I thought, what are things that are in cursive in my mind that I enjoyed or I
yeah.
have the privilege of reading? And one was like, we the people yeah. of the United, I mean, that is cursive.
Oh, of course it
of
is.
The United States.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Yes. I'm looking at pictures around, and a lot of pictures are in cursive.
Right.
So maybe they will get it by osmosis, by just learning. Maybe they don't have to have a formal class.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's it.
But just, what if the Japanese You know, these are our competitors. What if all those kids are learning cursive?
Well, I think they're just learning.
And our kids are going to be stupid.
They're
Japanese symbols.
Yeah,
they're just a symbol. They're just a symbol for like.
I mean, but I think people. Still, I think they're having a hard time too. I'm sure that's on their computers, and they just push it in, and it works. I don't even know.
Yeah. Whatever.
Exactly. Whatever.
But wasn't it strange though to find that out?
I was shocked by it. I don't even know why it was so shocking to me. It just was.
And I was telling you. I was saying that we actually had penmanship in school, and that we had these special pens that actually used ink,
right?
Not like a ballpoint, but
right.
They were cartridges, and you stuck them on, and then you know into the,
right.
and it was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And you had to blot the ink and everything, and you couldn't believe it that I actually had one of those pens, and I had one of those pens,
right?
Because my grandparents supplied me with one, but the thing is, I would run out of ink. And my parents would never buy a cartridge. And I was like one of those kids, you know, like, hey, you got a cig? You want a cigarette? I'm like, hey, can I borrow a cartridge? I need some ink.
I love the fact that you're calling it borrowing a cartridge. Like, you're going to be able to give it back to them. Like, can I just have a cartridge, please? Your teacher must have had to buy, like, hundreds of cartridges a year just for, like, here, kid, here's a cartridge.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, come on.
We know your parents.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, are you ready for a little?
And I used to have to, gamble. I have to go to my grandparents' house and bring a couple of pennies to play Penny Annie to gamble to get enough money to go buy a cartridge.
So they would think that they were your parents maybe didn't give you cartridges because they wanted you to be resourceful.
And
what they ended up doing was made you a gambler.
Exactly. So, not only just a gambler, but a whiner. Because my grandparents lived about 6 houses down the street.
Yeah.
And I just like run there. I used to save my milk money because I would not drink milk to be able to gamble, run down
and
there.
So, consequently, your bones are so brittle.
And get a game going of Penny Annie, which is a dice game.
Yeah.
And it would be me and my grandma and my auntie, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we'd play. And if I happened to lose that day, I'd cry my eyes out. And they would just end up just giving me their pennies.
Like,
so I either was lucky or a pain in the ass.
Oh yeah!
But at least I got some cartridge money.
Yeah, cartridge money. See, it backfires. It's like they were making you.
They were trying to make me resourceful.
No, really, they made you a gambler. They made you a whiner.
Right.
And they made you. Are they like, oh, she's my grand. She's our parents' problems. The problem. Let our parents deal with this. You know, like your parents are just saying to each other, hey.
Oh, right.
You know, let grandma and grandpa deal with this. We're not giving that kid cartridges. How much could a cartridge really cost?
It came in a 5-pack.
Uh-huh.
They were not cheap.
Interesting.
You know? And it was wrong because I loved, you know, writing in ink. I loved it.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. And yet, you know, a lot of my schoolwork, they'd give me a #2 lead pencil. No problem.
Yeah.
Here, kid.
Yeah, take a pen. Take a pencil. Can't write in ink anymore because you're on the wrong side of tracks.
Yeah, exactly.
Your mom and dad won't give you an ink cartridge.
I know. And you know what? I used to save money. First of all, I used to beg for chocolate milk, which they wouldn't give me because that was 2 pennies more.
Uh-huh.
White milk was a nickel.
Right.
Orange, not more orange milk, but it was like orange juice. That was 6 cents. And chocolate milk was 7. And I used to beg for 7 cents, but I would go milkless. I would go drinkless every day so that I could buy me a pagan baby.
Yes.
I've got probably 2 or 3 pagan babies.
See, that was the Catholics back then.
Yes.
So how much was a pagan baby?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Maybe
a week's worth of milk?
It was probably like $12 or $13.
So you had to go almost milkless for a whole year.
I went milkless. And plus, I had all my winnings from gambling to buy these pagan babies. And the reason, this is kind of selfish, but the reason that I wanted pagan babies was because I got to name them.
Right.
And so every time I bought one, I'd name one Christine Marie.
And I'm sure people are going, what is she talking about?
And so there's babies. Like, you know, Christine Marie Gonzalez.
Right.
But there's like, you know, there's a boatload of little
And I'll tell you right
babies.
Now, there is not a boatload of Christine. They lied to you. The Catholic Church probably lied to
you. They even sent me pictures.
I think fake ones.
Babies.
Fake ones.
All right.
You know? It's all okay.
Yeah.
But truly.
That's the Catholic Church. Well, I no longer, I'll tell you what my new religion is.
What's that?
It's not Catholicism.
What is it?
It's comedy.
Comedy. Oh.
Comedy.
Oh, it's good. I like that religion.
It's my new religion.
Well, tell me about that. What do you think about that?
I hate to say this at this time in my life, being this old.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a comedian. I just want to do comedy. I want to smile. I want to leave people smiling about the truth.
Right.
Not crying about the
truth.
Not wanting to kill yourself about the truth.
Right.
Not wanting to say, oh, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. I want them to smile.
I
comedy
agree with you.
Is my new religion.
I love it. And I wish you well on that. And I will follow you on that path.
You will?
I will.
I'm putting together a 7-minute set.
Are you?
Yes.
Good.
I will perform it in a year from now. I don't know.
Well, you know what? We can just save the last 7 minutes of the podcast for you to do your set. What?
No, I was just thinking, like, I thought you were going to say the last 7 minutes of your life. Okay. I will dedicate to comedy.
I will go out in a bang.
That's right. That's right.
That'll work. Well, good. You know, speaking of comedy, do you watch that show, Crashing?
Honey, it's my favorite show.
Yes. I like it, too.
I love it.
And it's on HBO.
Yeah.
Pete Holmes is in it.
Pete Holmes.
TJ Miller. Artie Lang.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for something
it's
sweet.
It's not like a funny show.
No.
But it's a show about comedy.
And it's a show that's just got this heart that just keeps on
giving.
It's me.
Yes. I want it.
Yeah.
I want to be... I don't want to be a comedian. I want to do comedy.
Right. Hey, I agree. And I'm going to recommend watching Crashing on HBO's. I don't care.
Yes.
I find it funny. I find it open heart. And are you ready to do a little bit of movie reviews?
Yes. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies and see how many Sherpa hats there are. You know what
Here
I mean.
Here we are. At our movie reviews.
So we're not doing any apps this today.
Well, is it because really time-wise.
All right.
but maybe we'll do our apps after this.
Okay. Do a quick movie review.
Okay, we'll do a quick review. We'll just get through these sections.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Well, here we are, our movie review. And I don't remember seeing a movie this week. It's been a very busy week for me.
Yes.
I took a couple tests, passed them. Yay, did well in my master's. Wonderful.
Kudos to you, girlfriend.
Yeah, kudos to me. But I only was able to sneak in a Crashing and a Law and Order this week. So I'm kind of movie.
But I snuck in.
What'd you sneak in?
Moonlight.
You saw the number one picture.
Number one
the best
Oscar.
Picture, Oscar winner of the night. You saw it.
That's right.
So tell
Moonlight,
me your review.
Starring, I have no idea who. And let's see. And out of the four Sherpa hats.
Yeah.
Four being the most.
Yeah.
I'm doing Three Stooges. It was horrible.
It
wasn't even a snoozer. It was horrible.
It was fun.
Kept waiting for it to get better. I go, surely it's going to get better.
This is the best picture.
And Norm said, don't call me Shirley.
And this was a movie that you said we watched La La Land get not to Cabot and then Moonlight come up going, wow, we won.
Yes.
And you go, I got to see this movie.
I got to see Moonlight.
And I remember you calling me afterwards and your exact words were,
I saw the worst movie, even more worse, if that's the correct language, than Batman versus Superman.
And then you said,
which I thought
I'll
that was the worst movie.
I'll never get those 2 hours back.
Yeah. You know what? We don't have to make this a long segment. I don't understand if you millennials out there understand why Moonlight is the best movie, or even if you people in the Academy. The people who voted for it, come on, let me know. What's our email address? Talk to us at ChristineMarieAndJulie.com.
Let us know why this was the
Please,
best picture.
Academy members, let me
I'll
know
tell
why
you what,
voted
it was
this
sort of
as
like,
the best
I haven't
movie.
Seen Moonlight, so I didn't see it. And I'd be curious because I loved, I did like Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, I know you did. I kept thinking, I kept waiting for that movie to get better too. Like, yeah. Julie loved this movie. She says best movie ever. We just got to give it a little more time.
So I'm going to watch Moonlight sometime. I just don't know when, and I'll let you, everybody out there know
it. You know what the hell of it is? Is I forgot to take it back, and that damn movie cost me 2 days.
2 days of the video
store.
2 days
for the video.
And that's just, that's a rub and a half.
That's, you know, God's laughing.
Yeah, God's laughing.
God's laughing at that one.
I almost feel like American Beauty. Do you remember that movie, American Beauty?
Not really.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I know who was in it, but okay. I don't remember the movie.
Well, I remember seeing it after it won Best Picture, and I remember going, I don't understand why this was Best Picture. Mm-hmm. Everybody in this movie is horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, no redeeming qualities. Mm-hmm. They're all, they may think in Hollywood terms that these are well-rounded characters. Mm-hmm. To me, they're flat, egocentric, cruel, can't think outside themselves for 1 second.
Right.
And
it's all about me. It's all about me. And then you want to say, yeah, it is all about you. And that's 2 hours I'll never get back.
I'll never get back. Now, did Shawshank Redemption win? I know it was nominated.
I don't know, but that was one of my all-time favorite
movies. Yeah, and so I compared everything to Shawshank. I'm like, Shawshank didn't win. And this one? What?
Just go figure, right?
Yes, go figure.
Okay, so we've got a question out there to the Academy.
Please tell Christine Marie why this was the best movie.
Even because I saw From Hell or High Water. I loved that movie.
Yeah.
I can't believe that didn't win.
Yeah, and I saw Arrival. Arrival was great.
Why didn't that win?
I don't know. I will see Moonlight. I'm assuming I will like it better than you, only because I have such low expectations. Where you were coming in with like, I like to see this movie. Best movie of the year. Mm-hmm. I like to see this.
Well, you know? I bought Snick Snacks.
Yeah.
And I was all prepared to like get real cozy and under the blankets and and have my Snick Snacks. And I just like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What? No. Huh.
So you ready for our little app?
Yeah. One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
I did
really
it out of
fast.
Order.
Go really
Go fast.
Fast.
Yeah. I did it out of order because I didn't think I was going to have enough time, and I still don't think I'm going to have enough time, but I want to at least keep to our schedule.
Yeah, we're going there, girlfriend.
And every week now, because we're part of the new world, we're in the 21st century.
We're techno kids.
I'm going to review an app. And this app I'm reviewing is Pogo. Pogo app.
My favorite app.
It's a cute little app. I have the free version, and so I don't pay for this app. So I get ads, and I'm sure my games aren't as
pretty
or up to date. You know, they probably limit my choices because I played Word Womp. It's Word Womp. It's like Crushing Candy or something like that. Something similar to
Candy
that.
Crusher.
Candy Crusher. Something similar to that. Like a, I don't know, a kind of like a Sphinx Ball game. Mm-hmm. And
do they let you play Scrabble?
No, and. Word Womp, I said it already.
Yeah, you said that first.
And so, you know, I'm enjoying it. It's not a bad little app. You know, it's nothing to write home to. But if you got time, if you're doing something horrible and want to kill a couple of minutes, I say pull out your app and play a little Pogo.
So is that time that you don't have to worry about not getting back ever?
Exactly.
There you go.
So you can say, I instead of saying I will never get this time waiting in line back again, I played me some Pogo.
Pogo.
Pogo. So I will give this 2.5 Sherpa hats.
Mm. Yeah. We're now rating our apps with Sherpa hats.
I don't know. I'm just choosing to do that. So you're ready for a little
Elliot's Corner?
Elliot's Corner. I once had a dog, or should I say, he once had me. Welcome to Elliot's Corner. So here we are, Elliot's Corner. Yay!
Elliot's our little puppy dog.
And we call it, we talk about Elliot's Corner because Elliot's our dog, and we learn a lot from him. They say that you can learn everything from your pets, right? Mm-hmm. I remember watching Oprah interviewing Shirley MacLaine, and she says, if I could just keep watching and learn from my pets, I would learn everything I needed to know about life. Mm-hmm. I think I would learn how, if I watched Elliot enough, I would learn how to lick my balls and lick my butt and lick my paws, and I'd be very flexible. But sometimes his dog just does a lot of licking.
Yeah.
We're trying to work with his diet because our vet says he's got a...
See, the reason he's a butt licker is because he's got a food allergy. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But now he goes but now he has to have venison.
Right.
And lentils.
Yes.
And sweet potatoes.
And sometimes bison. He has to have very, what do they call it, kind of proteins? Exotic proteins.
Exotic. It's exotic.
Yes. You know, instead of calling it deer, it's venison. Instead of calling it buffalo, it's bison. So
what did you learn this week from Elliot?
Well, in some ways, I learned not to judge a book by its cover. One, he had a great time the other day. I think it was Friday. It was the wind had died down finally. We had a crazy couple of days of just wind, like 60 mile an hour miles per hour wind. Mm-hmm. And Friday was just cold, but it was sunny and beautiful. And both took him to two different dog parks and play with dogs, which was wonderful. And it was kind of sweet because I go to this one dog and Elliot's by himself. And I notice that somebody pulls up and I'm like, yay, which probably only dog owners know that joy when another dog is pulling
coming
up.
Coming up to the dog park.
You're like, my dog's going to run and play.
He's gonna
and
play
he's going to go
somebody.
Home tired and sleep. Yay. And he came in, pulled in, and big old Great Dane. Not Great Dane. Doberman Pinscher.
Right.
Beautiful black dog, gorgeous, just looked really proud and had those ears pinched back, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just a gorgeous dog, and he had a beautiful diamond studded collar. And the first thing I said was,
we thought they were diamonds at least.
Right, I mean diamond ish diamond light, I don't know. And I go, she's such a pretty dog. He goes, it's a boy dog. I'm like, oh, I'm really sorry. I just assumed because of the diamond collar that it was a girl dog.
And that he looked at you
He gave me the look like, how dare you judge my dog?
By its cover.
How dare you give it? Like, he may just like to wear a diamond crested.
I have a diamond choker on my boy dog.
Yeah, on my boy dog. I'm like,
you were
whatever.
Shamed. You were
I was.
Shamed.
I go, and I'm like, hey, I could be looking at it as junk, all right? I'm choosing not to go there.
Right.
I choose to give the dog a little privacy.
I'm not going to lift its butt up in the air.
Yeah. And, you know, and look, and it's like, but I just, it was kind of funny. But what was so interesting, both the dog owner and I got shamed a couple different times because he was talking. I go, oh, have you always owned Doberman Pinschers?
Right. He shamed you.
And he
shamed
goes,
me once.
No,
shame on me.
I totally always get rescue dogs my whole life. But
right.
This time I decided to get a Doberman Pinscher. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Bring out the rescue dog.
Yeah.
And I can imagine sometime in the future where people will be like, no, I adopted a child. I mean, how dare you have one of your own? I adopted mine.
There are too many out there.
Yes.
That need to be rescued.
Yes. And it was just like, oh, whatever. So we were talking, and he was a very calm man.
Mm-hmm.
And I had
Wait, did you just call him a
man?
Yes. How dare you?
A person.
Yes.
Very calm person.
Right.
And our dogs ran the fence a little bit, which was I always love.
Me too.
And then the Doberman Pinscher is like 8 years old, which is an older Doberman Pinscher. I guess they don't last that long. But he was beautiful and he was really sweet. And he goes, bring your dog over. They'll be fine. I said, and I'm always there for that. But sometimes Elliot can get a little, and he goes, oh, don't worry. You know, my dog's pretty calm. And he goes, it's mostly the owner's issue anyway. And I'm like, that's so true because I always get a little bit, my dog's very good at dog parks. However, there have been times mm-hmm. where he hasn't been.
Yeah. Just enough that makes you skittish.
Yes. And I know how he is with little dogs because he's so playful and sweet.
I know.
And very protective and goes low and very respectful. But here's another male that's bigger than him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm curious how he's going to go because mm-hmm. I've seen Elliot stare down and growl at mm-hmm. a mastiff. And I remember seeing that and going, that little stinker, because if he gets in trouble with a mastiff, I don't know how I'm going to handle it, you know?
He's cashing a check. Your butt has to cash.
He's writing a check. I'm sure that you did that with him, for him. And then you taught him that, didn't you? So I brought Elliot over, and it was so cute because Elliot just ran around the Doberman. And I think his name was, I want to say Zeus, but that's not true.
It's not Zeus.
Alex.
Lewis?
No, Alex.
Okay.
something like that.
Yeah. Oh, I think Rex, it was Alex.
Alex. Yeah. And he just would, like, look around. The Doberman, Alex would just look around, and Elliot would run around in circles. And then they would stop, and they'd have water. And then they'd keep playing a little bit. And it was sweet because mm-hmm. it was – they were having a good time.
Yeah, it was really sweet to
and
watch
And sometimes
that.
They would ignore each other, which was even perfect because that's when you know they're okay
calm, yeah.
when they're ignoring each other, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the owner and I talked a little bit, and I realized that he was right in the sense that it is the owner's energy, what we project. And except the energy is always based on something else, right? It's always based on an experience or whatever. And I said, he goes, sometimes owners are afraid to bring their dogs over. And I said, I understand that because, you know, growing up, Doberman Pinschers are iconic in different movies as a scary dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, The Omen might have had that, or Damien, The Exorcist.
Damien.
Yeah. I go, Exorcist. We see them Exorcist. As it's Doberman Pinschers, and then also
German Shepherds? Or?
No, German Shepherds are one, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think, Rottweilers.
Mm.
Those are also known as just devil dogs, mm-hmm. for a lack of a better word. You know, they're in.
No judgment here.
No judgment.
Oh, the little devil dog puppy. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. And so you just go, okay, this is crazy, you know, but they played really well. So you realize I have to, you know, make sure that I do check my energy a little bit
mm-hmm.
and be more open and go into a situation being mindful.
Mindful is a much, much better word than being scared.
Or, and calm. And then right. and know that, hey, you know what? No matter what happens, it's all going to be okay.
Right.
It's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my way I learned a day. It's like, really, it's, you know, Julie, be mindful. Check your energy. Come into this with peace. And that's Elliot right. was fine when
I checked
my energy.
And don't judge a dog by its collar.
And don't judge a dog by its collar. Exactly. You ready for a little pillar talk?
Yes.
Pillow talk. Pillow talk. Here we are with 4 minutes to go.
Okay, that's no problem. What little nugget are we going to pull out as you, or extract, as you say?
As I extract the nuggets from life. And this is our formal coaching session, typically. And here's what I'm going to talk about today.
It's, you know what, though? Yeah. You said extract the nuggets from life. And just reminded me, I know I'm off topic here, but there's a number one YouTube teacher who teaches how to pop pimples.
I think
her name is Dr. Sonia Pimple Popper.
None of that is true, by the way.
That is so true.
I don't know if their name is Dr. Sonia Pimple Popper. I have no idea. And I don't know. Yes, there are people out on YouTube with millions of views, and all we see are popping blackheads and pimples.
Right.
So, and I did not know this until Doug's daughter Quinn goes, have you seen this yet? Have you seen this channel? I go, no, I really mm-hmm. haven't. And mm-hmm. I get you the dermatologist.
Oh, okay.
And that's part of her job. And Quinn goes, this is such a satisfying YouTube channel. I can barely take it. And I thought, well, this is very interesting.
We do not understand millennials.
I am slightly satisfied and slightly nauseous.
Nauseous.
So I don't know what to do about this. This is when you just go, I don't know the world. I don't get the world. I don't know the world.
Monastery time.
Yeah. And sometimes you just go, maybe I'm there to check out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This world was never meant for one as beautiful as you.
Oh, I love that song.
Starry, starry nights.
Yes.
We could just end this way. Just sing. Paint your wagon blue and gray.
Why would I do that?
Yeah, why would you paint your wagon? I'm sure it's not the wagon.
Yeah.
Maybe it's sky.
Here's my quick, I was going to talk about one thing.
Yeah,
I'm
go ahead.
About something else.
I'm sorry about this.
Real quick, about, since this is our coaching section.
Right.
This past week, E has been playing Kardashians 24/7. And I'll have it in the background here or there because that's a problem when you work from home. You can have the TV on and just do other stuff. But here's one thing I thought was very interesting. Kim Kardashian is talking about going to a new trainer, and she wants to lose 15 more pounds. And I guess she's there with her husband, I'm guessing, at this time. She's just relaying the story. And she goes, I want to lose 15 more pounds. And the trainer, who my feeling is just being overly nice and trying to bond with, going, mm-hmm. going, oh, I can't even imagine you losing 15 more pounds. You know, I can't imagine. And then I guess Kanye goes, well, you need to fire that trainer, because if she can't imagine it, how are you going to get there? And wow. I thought to myself, there it is. Now, I know that there have been times when they're, quote unquote, building their mansion, and they would put pictures of what the house is going to look like and them inside the house already. Mm-hmm. We know as coaches, visualizing your end result is very powerful.
You bet.
We also know that visualizing is really the, you know, imagination is the coming and preview
of your life's coming attractions.
We also know that there's been studies done where you can get, like, if you're a newbie to piano, and you take two groups of newbie to pianos, and you play, you know, teach them a scale, or a little song.
Easy song, yeah. Twinkle,
and,
twinkle.
Yeah, and one group practices for the week, and one group visualizes practicing for the week, and one group doesn't do either. The group that visualizes does just as well as the group that practices.
Isn't that lovely?
So we know that.
That's lovely.
It is lovely. So we know that visualizing and really seeing ourselves create and do and accomplish is
pretty awesome.
Pretty powerful.
And also it's important to visualize in the right direction.
Right.
Because so many, many, many of us can easily visualize in the wrong direction.
Exactly.
And what is that called? There's like a YouTube channel for that. Oh, something like worst case scenario.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. There's like a whole dealio on imagining worst case scenarios. I don't know. I guess, I guess that helps, like, if you're an old lady crossing the railroad tracks and you get stuck on the tracks.
I did see one worst case scenario that I can say I'm glad I saw. And it was like, what would you do or whatever? And you're in a movie theater, but somehow you're in the balcony. Who goes to a balcony anymore in a movie theater?
Who has balconies anymore?
Right. So it must be like a kind of like a play kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And a fire breaks out. And also, there are curtains in front of the stage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what you could do is you need to take your shoes off and throw them on the stage. And then you
Why?
Get... Because you're going to jump from your balcony to the stage. And the way you do that is you jump and then you grab onto the curtain and then slide down and then get on your...
And put your shoes back
yes.
on?
Yes. Now, a lot of stuff has to go right for this to happen. First of all, you have to be at a place where they have balconies and the stage is close enough and the curtain's close enough for you to jump to.
Mm-hmm. And you have to have shoes that... I guess make you run faster once you get them back on again.
I don't know. But that, I thought that I've always remembered that. I don't know why.
Are not flammable.
Exactly. So we'll end on that. A little bit
You're
of gonna
nonsense.
You're
going to end on that
note? No. What should we end on, girlfriend?
No, you should. You should end on that. That's
You can go to our website, Christine Murray. Yeah, this was a worst case scenario. It's amazing what my brain does remember. You can go to our website, ChristineMarieAndJulie.com or
ConsciousCommunity.com.
Yay!
Can I just say yay for ConsciousCommunity.com?
Exactly. We love you guys so much.
Yeah, we love you. And I love you, girlfriend.
Love you too, mama. And
it was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.